Faint Glimpses. Weary eyes, plagued by a world full of weary lies. Reminiscences of the teary skies. Rain cascading in the pool now waiting. Glancing through a haze of a vision now fading. Pervading in places defacing all value of grace. Maintaining complacence to remain content in this place. A failed race. Holding the trophy of the last finisher, diminishing worth for the simple sake of a condolence. I see it then. So quickly gone again, faded by the unmistakable illusion of sin. Illusions come in, greater droves than one could believe imaginable. There was a time when perfection was unfathomable. Lateral dreams seem to be little more than tainted reality. Faculties confused in systematic, symptomatic debilitation. Could this truly be the thing to lead us out of abomination? Flash is so brilliant as to fool the child's eye as they flow by, leaving the mystics and seers bound to wonder why. If the sky be a light, why is darkness nearby? Weaknesses abound in fleshly minds, carnal lines run by fatalistic designs, binds meant to remove the memory of a time when we were kings. Heart pumping with potions to remove those greater notions. Emotions trained to feign the commonality of the motions. As fell the first, the latter all follow. Bellowing cries of dread into the valley's hollow. I see it again. It is hidden within the times I greatest cherish, to bear resemblance of a king who could never perish. I pair this with the reality steeped in the invisible, a desire of the sound I at once find irresistible, detestable in the ways of mortal men, immortal when following the paths of those who stroll with noble kin, above the wiles of the devil, immune to the failings of flesh, resting in the knowledge that righteousness in the end will get the best. Longing for the moment when life no longer comes in tests. For at that moment, all struggles will surely be laid to rest. Glimpsing truths held as childish fantasies, unable to convince those who relish in what they consider final maturities, absurdities all. This is the lyric of the songs when men cry for the fall. On all fours they crawl, sprawling in humility, no notice of shame. Lost to wallow in disgrace with no memory of a name, the lame. As the heart rejoices in those things that be truly good, so I see the reality that is only spiritually understood. Perfection attainable only through the graces of God. For this reason, I bow my head to nod. Strength born through humility, forsaken the ways of humanity, to lay hold onto the gift of eternity. It comes as fast as it goes, and still, it is true that so few know. All it takes is a glimpse for the kindling fire to glow. That spark, love in a burdened, broken down heart. Just to start, walking into the straight paths, narrow though they be. In truth, only in this way can men be free. Consider this a plea. Open your eyes, and you shall see.